With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado Democrats have unveiled a bill they say could lower the costs of prescription drugs. Scott Franz has more.
Consumers would not immediately see any savings at the pharmacy. Instead, it would require drug companies to tell the state when they are increasing their prices and explain why. Lawmakers hope having more data about the pharmaceutical industry will help them learn what is behind the price increases. State Senator Joanne Janal is sponsoring the measure.
The status quo of prescription drug prices is incredibly dangerous. People who need treatment are being forced to choose between their health and their economic survival.
Previous efforts to bring more transparency to drug prices in Colorado have failed. The bill's sponsors could not explain how their latest bill is different from previous versions. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A Colorado federal court judge has ruled that immigration and customs officials violated federal law by refusing to release documents about people who are not citizens. The Denver Post reports the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement used the rule to deny the release of records hundreds of times between 2017 and 2019. The court ordered ICE to change its nationwide procedure and comply with the Freedom of Information Act. ICE officials say the documents could help people evade immigration enforcement. The best in the world of snow sports have descended on Buttermilk Mountain for X Games. Competitions got underway last night and will continue through Sunday. British American skier Gus Kenworthy is a two-time X Games medalist and says this weekend in Aspen is the sport's biggest stage.
Of course, there's other events and they all have merit, but in my eyes, like, this is what I dreamed of as a kid, and this is still kind of like the top tier and the best you can do.
Kenworthy will be in action for the slopestyle and superpipe events, both of which start today. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.